transferred yesterday is, you know, in negotiation as organized labor, we don't go with fixation, which means we are flexible. And we most times are cautious, a little to the left and a little to the right, putting into consideration all the indices and the prevailing circumstances. So apparently, we came down a little. You know, the last time we discussed, I told you we don't have a fixation. We could tinker with the figure. So now we are asking for 497,000 for the workers to manage. It's not sufficient to take them in a month, but as patriotic Nigerians, we'll manage. Don't forget, we are also assisting government to beat the deadline of 31st of May, which will embark on an indefinite industrial action in the event if this is not dispensed with.
So moving forward, what was the major takeaway from the discussions you had following the agreement both you and your sister organization had? What was the major takeaway for you?
Well, the major takeaway is that we have researched, consulted widely with our members, and we have come to the conclusion that considering the high cost of living vis-a-vis inflation in Nigeria, and the only thing that can reasonably take the worker home is 497,000 in a month. But don't forget, the government are still maintaining a hard stance. I have told you earlier that they didn't come to negotiation with a good faith. How can you be under an illusion to think that 48,000 naira will be able to sustain a worker, his wife, and four children in a month? The feed of a dog, Bingo, in Nigeria is now sold at the rate of 49,500. And even at that, the dog will consume that feed before the month ends. So this is what the politicians give their dogs in their houses. Are they equating us with the dogs? So workers deserve living wage. And we are resolute. We are determined. We will make sure that we get decent wage for Nigerian workers.
Does that mean that ongoing negotiations will continue with the government to at least increase the minimum wage again in spite of the recent agreement you had?
Well, we are not averse to negotiations. Like I told you earlier, we are open. We'll continue to dialogue. If they are ready, we are available. But one thing is sure, we will not allow anybody, I mean anybody, to undermine the value of the wages that accrues to the working people in Nigeria.
So with this agreement reached with the government following this week's meeting you had, is there a time frame again where negotiations will begin again about an increase? Will they be next year or 6 months? What time frame are you looking at here?
No, we are. It's effective from this month. It's effective from the month end. So our conclusion is that the minimum wage, the new national minimum wage, must set in effective from this month. So it's commencing this month.
Has the government agreed on it?
They don't need to agree. That is our position. At the end, I'm sure we'll find a way.
What is your message to public sector workers in Nigeria following this meeting with the government this week?
Well, our advice to Nigerian workers, especially in the public sectors, have been to remain calm and be rest assured that the Congress, under the leadership of Comrade Engineer Festus Osifo, will ensure that what is due to them gets to them in no distant time. And don't forget, when we brought up this notion of wage award, the whole essence is to cushion the effect until new minimum wage sets in. So head or tail, the workers still have some respite. The 35,000 wage award will subsist until a new minimum wage sets in.